Blog Talk Radio.
Faithfulness.
And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Alrighty. Well, I'm going to play a couple songs here to get us started. Okay, yeah, here we go. Let's play a song by Mally Music called Let Go.
First time went by and by, a year later, forced to stick it. Oh, the magic got me stacked up. Quarter gallon got me backed up. Trap music got me messed up. And on the gas, boy, still kicking. And this woman be attractive. 40 million be attractive. Apostle Paul got me seeing clear when the water leak.
We're going to play Won't Let Go by Travis Green. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Won't let me go. Yes, the Lord won't let us go. Amen. All right. Let's bring on our panel. Bring on our panel, Pastor Leroy, Pastor Wanda. Hello, guys. How are you doing tonight? Hello.
Praise the Lord.
Ladies before the gentlemen.
Amen.
Hello.
Hello.
All right. Praise the Lord. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. And how are you doing, Pastor Ken and Pastor Leroy?
I'm doing blessed and highly favored. How about yourself?
I'm blessed and highly favored, rejoicing in Lord. Nehemiah 18, the joy of the Lord is our strength.
Amen. Hey, Pastor Leroy, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing fantastic. And Pastor Wanda, I've been listening to you the last couple of times. I've not been on the show, and I got to say, you are my inspiration, man. And Pastor Ken, how you doing, my brother?
I'm blessed and highly favored, brother.
All right, tonight's word is how do we pray God's word. And then we're going to look at prayer and how Jesus teaches the word. So it's a two-part tonight. It's going to be a little bit long, but this is what he has given me. Because we got so much to be thankful for, grace, mercy, salvation, truth, the body of Christ, anointing, the healing, deliverance, resurrection, the salver, the anointing, mercy, grace, the covenant, the blood. We have so much to thank God for. We have thank God for who he is, that he have provided everything we need. So, we're going into Easter, and I was explaining, welcome women of God, daughters of a king, before I start, and men of God and all the listeners, thank God for being the head of my life. As today, I sat back and just sat and basked in God's presence. I'm still serving God right now. If I have to say hold up, Pastor, and to play a song, another pastor is now finally getting a lot of this stuff, a lot of the food out to bless the people who don't have anything. Still running, but it's a great journey to serve God's people. But we have Pastor Duhart here. Pastor Duhart, say something to my brothers and sisters. Pastor Ken and Pastor Leroy.
Hello. Hello, Pastor Ken and Pastor Leroy. I understand y'all doing Bible study, which is a good thing because we got to study to show ourselves approved. And then after we study, we got to do the work.
Amen.
Study and don't give it to nobody and don't work don't mean nothing. So I'm over here now picking up this food so I can put it in front of my house. And if you go to my website or to my Facebook page, just Grateful Too Hard Free Food.
Amen.
Amen.
So that's our other brother in Christ, Pastor Ken and Pastor Leroy,
right.
That I'm still serving God. I still got a lot of calls coming in, but I try not to miss a call. But this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. And we got to learn to pray, not to worry, not to get upset, not to let nobody push your button. Okay? I didn't have people trying to push my button even since I've been on the radio. But I won't get out of my character. So God said, don't get out of it because it's a lot to learn behind that. And when we look at things where we've been in our life, so that's why he gave me this, even at the store, even when I've been to the jails, outside ministering, I didn't have, even on the radio, I got to say this again, even on the radio, talking ungodly. I almost let somebody make me push that button and start cursing and swinging. But I'm going to tell you something, I had to humble myself, had to bow before God as far as speaking to God, had to walk away quick. And it's hard sometimes, but when you understand we're not fighting against flesh and blood, against principalities in high places. And today, ladies and gentlemen, don't give up. Don't let nobody push your button. No matter what nobody say, do, because Jesus went through it all. And he has given us an example of how to walk, even through tests and trial, persecution, betrayal. So that's why he gave me tonight on prayer. Prayer is essential for the kingdom of God and men and women of God, especially the body of Christ. But we got to understand that many are watching us, and but we're trying to pull many souls. So we got to understand we got to be that example. That's what he gave. You got to be the example. So let's get into the word of God. Okay. I got Pastor going to say one more thing, and if that's all right, Pastor.
Yeah,
bless the heavens. And Pastor Leroy, because, all right, this is Pastor Duhart from Atlanta, Georgia, and we're going to open the mic right now for him, and we have got permission, and we did everything in decency and order. Amen? I just want to say,
they whipped him all night long. All night beating. Then they hung him.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, thank you. Then they hung him on the cross. And they had to roll him in the tomb before sun went down. He's now in the tomb. And that thing kind of bothered me a lot in my life. And I prayed. And I said, God, let me know some kind of way so I can get a full grip on this thing. And one night about 10 years ago, I was throwing papers, and this man had expensive fish in his yard, and they were all froze. It was in Atlanta. They were all froze. And he had about $2,000 worth of fish. The next day I came, them fish was still there. They was frozen. They wasn't moving. On the third day, it thawed out, and the fish was running around. And I said, I know them fish was dead. I just know they ain't moved in 3 days. I know them fish dead. I said, and when I saw them swimming, I said, Lord, have mercy. And because I had prayed and asked him about something that I wasn't sure of, he said, that's what I did to Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And I can do it every day, and I can do it for you.
Amen.
Woo, that's all I wanted to say right there, y'all.
And that goes on with the Bible study tonight by prayer. Prayer can change. One prayer can change the situation.
And answer questions.
But let's get in the Word of God. I'm going to do it from a women's devotion. And we thank God for Pastor Duhart, Pastor Leroy, Pastor King. We thank God for all his people. I thank God for the women of God, daughters of the King. Hallelujah. I can't find what I'm looking for now, y'all. All right. How do we pray God's Word? If you look in the Word of God and you don't even know how to pray, I'm going to give you an example. Knowing God's word, imagine that back of a woman who is looking away and across the field. How do we learn to pray God's word? Simply, praying God's word means speaking his language. It means talking to him, using his word. Do not waste time looking for a formula or a right way to pray to God's word back to him. This process comes from what is in the heart and on your mind. To get you started on the road, I will share my approach. Whenever you read your Bible, watch a passage to talk with the Father, especially on the alert for any scripture that reflects the mind of Christ toward a stronghold in your life. When you pray, are you struggling with a specific issue? Use a Bible concordance or a topical Bible resource to search and study the scripture pertaining to your need. You may be finding a detailed scripture of your stronghold. Scripture may be defined as verse. Ask God to guide you in Psalms 25:4-5, and to open up your eyes to his word. Psalm 119:18. If you're not sure how to use your Bible resource like a good corner, ask someone to help you. That's a good word. No, when you are praying and you believe in and trusting in God, I'm going to give you a main scripture that God gave me, and that's Isaiah 55:11. He said his word will never turn void, but will come to what he sent out. So as you, he or she, I'm not adding to God's word, but that's what, because it's women. It's women Bible study. So when you send out the word of God, you are reading it back to him. A lot of people don't like, see, like when you're talking, like Psalm 119:14, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be accepted in your eyesight, O Lord, our God, Redeemer. I am opening my mouth, sending God's word back to him, and he wants to hear his word. It's a lot of words are being spoken about, but are you speaking the word of God? Are you expounding? Are you meditating? Are you speaking the things of God through the word of God? Let's look at some more passages. Thank you, Lord. Restating God's truth for affirmation of your faith. Father, thank you that you are always good and that you are love and do us forever. And that's, I don't know why I'm studying. It's cold. I got the door open, y'all. But y'all have to please forgive me. I'm kind of stumbling tonight. I'm kind of tired. But he gave me this word. I'm going to read that back over. Number one, reinstate God's truth, affirming your faith. Father, thank you that you are always good and that your love endures forever. 1 Chronicles 16:34. Talk to God about your passage if you don't understand. Father, your word says, whosoever claims to live in him must walk as Jesus did in 1 John 2:6. I know that I do not live up to that standard. Please help me to understand and walk the ways of Christ. Point number three, asking God what you need. I do believe and help me to overcome my unbelief. You got to have faith in the word of God. Without faith, it's dead. Words without faith. You got to do this hand in hand. Amen? And that's Mark 9:24. This is a major part. Many won't confess their sin, okay, and ask God to change their life. Now, I talked on that last night. I had to talk to God. I cried, prayed, and I didn't understand why I kept falling. But when I stayed in the presence of God, he changed. Every day I had to read, I had to seek it, and I had to, as Psalm 42:1, as a deer panting for water, so did my soul thirst. Think for a living God, because there's a lot of things out here in this world will try to distract you, get you to unbelief, false religion. I'm going to just bring that in, false doctrine. And then you have to study that word to understand so you will not be led astray. And a lot of people are being led astray with false things. False gods with one only living God. That's Psalm 18:46. And he wants us to know who he is so we can know who we are. So if you don't know how to pray, ask for forgiveness, you go to Psalm 51. That's a repentance prayer. David prayed it. Okay? That's the prime example. Okay? Father, I know that you hate pride and arrogancy. And that's Proverbs 8:13. Yet I see ugly faces of pride in my life. Teach me to be compassionate and humble. Yes, I had a lot of pride. I wasn't a nice lady. Okay? And I spoke, whatever came up, came out. So I had to humble myself, and I had to write down certain things because when I looked at myself, I didn't love myself, and that wasn't what God wanted. So I've seen a lot of hurt there, pain, rejection from self and others. But when God showed me, he said, I love you. I love you. So I must humble myself. In the kingdom of God, there is no pride or arrogancy. Okay? And I looked at a lot of scriptures on these subjects to understand this can't be in my life because I won't be effective for the kingdom of God. Yeah, that all that go out. You got all the, excuse me, Pastor. All the stuff gone. You don't want the other two cases right here? You already got them. blessing. Hold on, Pastor. Blessing and blessed out is God. She is mighty right for our hand. I cover you with the blood, lamb, and worthy of testimony. I have never seen the righteous forsaken or seed begging bread. We look to the hills, what I have come from. I have come from the Lord who made heaven and earth. And I thank you, Father God. Everything from the kingdom of God bagged me up. I cover Pastor with the blood, lamb, and worthy of testimony. In the mighty name of Jesus, go forth. All right. All the cake. Got all the cake. They all. Thank you. Sorry about that, Pastor. So, praise the Lord. Pastor, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Hello? I apologize. Hello? I still have to pray. Hello? I still have to pray over every person. Hello? Hello?
I'm listening, by
okay.
The way.
I apologize. I still got the decent order. I had to pray every person come in my house or when they leave. I have to pray over them. It's not what that's what
Amen.
God has taught me. And ladies, that's the same thing. Even when your children going in and out the house, or when your husband going to work, or your neighbor or friend, you pray for someone else. You don't know what the situation or what is ahead of them, but when you didn't pray the word of God over somebody's life. That is you activating that dunamis power that you have in you for God to move on anybody's situation. Amen?
Amen.
Prayer is essential. That is having communication with the Almighty God. Nobody knows what you can pray, not even the enemy, not even the devil. So when you go in your closet, you praying to God. That's an open line. Amen? And we can look at, hold on. Okay. Now I'm going to jump a little bit because I don't want to be too long-winded. I don't want anybody to get tired because I don't want to get tired because when anointing falls, I stop. All right, let's look at this. Thank you, Father. And that's what we need more today. If you look at what's going on in the world, we need more prayer warriors, because I look at what's going on in the news. I don't look at news often, because then most times God let people come back and tell me, I'm praying for the ones, the lost loved ones, the missing people, the ones in service, our children, the elders, the homeless, the hospital. There's so much to pray for, and we got to be on guard, putting on our armor each and every day, and being ready for war, because we in battle each and every day. You can't see the battle. It's spiritual. Amen? Let's look at how Jesus taught. Okay? I just gave you a little background on certain things. This is how Jesus taught. The Bible said prayer. There's no better place to start than analyzing Jesus' teaching on prayer in the gospel. Normally, it explains and applies. Scripture to help you grow in Christ. But many challenge to read of this post, it soaks in the word of God, our Savior, and let them drive you to prayer. Another post will share the prayers of Jesus and the scripture describing his prayer life. I looked up how Jesus prayed. I looked when the disciple asked him, teach us how to pray. Jesus made it plain and simple. He didn't all go through all the many words. He did not. And we're going to look at this. Let's look at Matthew. I hope everybody have the Bible. I'll be in Matthew 5:44. All this is going to be plain. I don't even have to expound on it. It's plain and simple. Only thing, you just read it slowly. If you have to read it over two or three times to get it to soak in. And if you don't understand, ask God. And if you have received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you ask the Holy Spirit. Okay? Amen? In Matthew 5:44, what I said to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. These are Jesus teaching. These are still prayer, but he is telling us what we must do. He's telling his people. He's not saying to the world, you understand? I got to make sure y'all understand it. Jesus is talking to his children, okay? His disciples, okay? The one that have accepted. But Jesus hadn't died now, okay? But I said to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you so that you may be sons of your Father who is heaven. It is plain and simple. Pray for them. Okay?
Amen.
Matthew 6:5-15. And when you pray, you must be like, don't be like a hypocrite, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogue. What this man is saying right here, don't just be out there just over and over repetition trying to be seen. Okay? If you look how Jesus prayed, plain and simple, point to the point blank, okay? What he's a hypocrite is wanting to be seen by man. And when they're praying, it's not going to go up to heaven. It's being seen by man. That's all he's saying, okay? And when you pray, you must not be like a hypocrite, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogue and in the streets and corner that they may be seen by what? Others. Plain and simple. Truly I say to you that they have received their reward. But when you pray, go into your room, shut the door, and pray to your Father who is in secret. Did y'all understand? In secret. Go in your bathroom, your closet. I go in the bathroom. I go in the closet. And I sit. And then I wait. I bow before God. And then I start speaking. Sometimes I don't have to say anything. I just sit before him. Because he already know you. He know your heart. He know your thoughts. He know your intentions. And if you don't know that, you can look at Psalm 139. He know everything about you because he's omnipotent, omnipresent. Amen? And when you pray, do not be heaped up empty phrases as the Gentile. Do not think that they will be heard for the many words. Do not be like them, for the Father knows what you need before you even ask. Pray then like this. You ready? Hallelujah. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debtors, as also have forgiven our debtors. Our debt. I'm going to go back. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debt, as we also forgive our debtors. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. But if you forgive others their trespass, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others of their trespasses, neither will the Father forgive your trespass. Amen? Explain yourself. All right. Let's look at another. Matthew 7:11. Ask it will be given to you. Seek and you'll find. Knock and it will be open to you. For everyone who asks will receive, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks, it will be open. For which one of you, if the son asks him for bread, will you give him a son? Or if he asks for a fish, will you give him a serpent? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father, who is in heaven, give good things to those who ask? All about asking Almighty God, believing and trusting. You know, before I pray, I thank God that it's already done. Okay? And then behind that, the Lord gave me a word, expectation. Expect it. Then when you pray for something, expect to receive. Just like if you got a child, you ask that child, say, I'm going to buy you a toy, or I'm going to get you a piece of candy. They're expecting their mother or their father to give. That's the same thing as the Almighty God. If you asking anything in his name, praying, believe you already received it. That's all. That's it's just plain and simple. And if you have to work on it, because doubt will try to come, and that's why you have to have that helmet of salvation, because the enemy wants you to doubt God, okay? Will try to throw things at you. This ain't going to happen. And do not speak. I'm not going to, if you didn't pray something, don't turn around and say, I don't know if God is going to do it. But he don't want us to be double-minded. Stand on what you believe, what you're going to pray for, and receive what God said. Stand on the promises. If you prayed it, believe it. God heard you. Amen. You want to smile, Pastor Ken, Pastor Leroy, Pastor Ken. Hello.
Yeah, I'm with you, Pastor Wanda. You know what? You got some very powerful words, babe.
Yeah. Just like when I pray for my brother, Pastor Leroy, Pastor Ken, I believe they're going to receive, and they don't even know what I'm praying for them. Because listen to me, I'm going to tell you something. We have it harder than anybody that have, when God has changed us and molded us and shaped him like us, like him. When we praying and we have so many souls to sieve out, okay? When you're a shepherd, a pastor, do you know we have the most intense, and we must have a prayer line to God. And we pray for all God's people. It ain't about praying for ourselves. It's not about, we don't work for money on this radio station. We pray for every soul, every hero to know Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah, okay. My sister.
All right. Do we have any calls? Pascal? Praise Lord. Pastor?
Pastor Ken.
Okay.
Pastor Ken, you still with us, Pastor Ken? What's going on, Matt?
All right, I guess he might have took a break. But you know what? It is an awesome thing to sit under the mighty hand of God to pray. Just like today, I'm going to give you an example. A person offended, they didn't offend me. I went in the store, and the girl was allowing somebody else to walk in the store and get something out of the store. And so I had to say something. I said, you mean to tell me you're going to, in front of people, told her, wink your eye, and let the person walk out there. So I had to give an example. The young lady said what she'll do to a daughter of a king. I said, I got everything from the kingdom of God. We run this down here because it's more of us than them. Okay. Do you know today I went back to that same store? No, I said you can lose your life behind talking to people like that because you're not talking to me, you're talking to the God in me. And they thought I was actually talking about physical. I said, it's physical, mental, and spiritual because you're not, I'm a daughter of a king, I'm a pastor. And they was acting all worldly. I said, do you know God? See, so they come behind the thing. I had to pray. I really had to pray on this, Pastor Leroy and Pastor Ken and all listeners. And I couldn't let that flesh, because that flesh wanted to come up. Well, it did. But let me tell you what I had to do. I had to walk away, but I had to tell her, you don't have that authority over me. Nothing and no one in this world. I have a prayer line to the master. Okay? So as I went and got in the car, and they said, Miss Wanda, Pastor Wanda, she was showing, I told her she was going to, I said, listen, nobody going to do anything to the daughter of the king. God sees it. You have a choice. I had a choice now. I could have gotten an altercation, but why should I get out of my character? And I know what God has brought me through. And I had a problem about fighting. Yes, I did. So I'm going to just give you a little testimony to Pastor Ken. But today, I had to go. I ran out of creamer. Now, I have anything I desire. I got home. I didn't have no more creamer. And know what? Do you know God sent somebody there to here this morning at 7 or 9 o'clock. And I cashed out them the money to go pick it up. But the more of the story, do you know God had me to go back in there, stand in front of her? In my household, you know, I have the long muumuus that go all the way down to the floor. It's like robes, like what Jesus wore. And I had to explain while I was getting on her. But she got in the flesh, and I said, listen, young lady, it's too much going on, and you'll lose your job, and you'll be in a lost apartment, you get locked up. I had to break it down. I said, but I'm going to apologize to you, okay, because that's what my father told me. I got to apologize. It don't matter what you didn't do. I know God. So he holds us at a higher standard. So I had to ask for forgiveness. I didn't have to bite my tongue, not jittery. And then she said, thank you, ma'am. Thank you. Because it's too many young people going to jail for the choices they made. But as God let me go and pray for, I didn't pray for her, pray for many people. Before I went, I didn't just go on my own. I had to pray. And with you, that get so hot on the collar. I was sweating yesterday. But I passed my test. But I had to humble myself and go right back in that store and explain why I was getting on her in front of everybody. She said, oh, thank you, ma'am. Because she's down in Atlanta and not from here. And they think it's all right. You can't let her walk in there. You're on camera. And they will come lock you up. Amen. Pastor Ken.
Yes.
Pastor Leroy, you... All right. You want to play a song?
Yes.
Or do we have any callers? Or do we have any callers?
We have a caller from 210, okay, in my hometown of San Antonio. Let's check it and see who we got. Okay, 210, you're on the air.
Assalamu alaikum.
We are not doing that, but honey, shut it down, Pastor. We're not doing Muhammad today. It's about Jesus Christ. And I'm going to tell all, listen, I have no problem about shutting anybody down. First of all, Muhammad, we're going to pray for you. If you want to be a Christian, you can come on and accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior today. Because there's something going on for you to call all the time. Do you want to know him? You can have this free gift. And it's called salvation. You ain't got to pay for it. It is a free gift from Jesus Christ who died for all. Would you like to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior? You can call in for that. Pastor, do an altar call.
Amen.
Thank you,
man.
Thank you, Dad.
Thank you, Dad. You know, you go, sister. You go,
Thank you, Dad.
All right. Let's take a couple more callers here. 111, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
This is Paul. This is Paul. I'm calling from Ontario. I have a comment for Pastor Wanda. When I run out of creamer for my coffee, sometimes I will jack off.
Listen, y'all man, shut it down, because see, I'm going to warn you. Do y'all understand God hears you? This ain't coming at me. It's coming at him. So get into your Bible. Shut your mouth. Get in your Bible. Because what's going to happen, the end of God, shut it down. I don't play the radio with this foolish. I don't have to fight a battle. See, in Exodus 14:14, the Lord is going to fight this battle, and I'm going to hold my peace. But I will warn you. He will judge you strictly because you coming at somebody he anointed, appointed, and established. You trying to distort people with that foolish. See, that's called insane. And if you look in Ecclesiastic, Solomon said, doing the same thing over and over, that's insane. That's called folly. Now, I know my word, and I can use my word. Please do not nobody call in here. If y'all want to know Jesus or if something going on, we're going to pray for you because something is out of order in your life to try to distort or get somebody else off course. Something wrong. If you want to know Jesus, you can call in Jesus' name. Amen?
Yeah. Okay, let's try another one here and see if there's going to be a decent caller. 111, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is David from Atlanta. And I'm 40 years old, and I have an 18-year-old teenage daughter. I'm a single dad trying to raise a couple kids. And she thinks just because she turned 18, she don't have to go to school. She quit senior year and doesn't want to work, doesn't want to go to church. And I told her, if you quit school, you're going to have to work, number one, and you're going to have to go to church to live in this house. And I came home today. And she was on the couch. She had a pickle in her cunt. And she said, I'm a pickle fucker. I just want to do a pickle.
Shut it down. Shut it down. I just gave you fair warning. See, listen at me. I'm going to tell all listeners, when you come like that, when you do have kids, see, listen at me. It's not just you saying that. Do you know that comes upon your kids? The sins of thy fathers. Come on now. I'm giving you fair warning. And when it comes, you're going to say, what is this going on? Why? Why this sickness? Why this? It's in the hand of God because it's not in mine. You don't have anything to say but foolishness. But we're going to still pray for you. We're going to pray for you because that's what we do. You can't get us off Satan's course. If you're not talking for God and using your mouthpiece for something good, you work for the enemy, plain and simple. Death and life and the power of tongue and those who choose to eat his fruit, Proverbs 18:21. So if you speaking wrong, you got a rotten fruit coming out your mouth, and you're working for the Satan. See, that's the father of lies, John 8:44. I have no problem because I know where his destiny is. So if you're a follower of him, you're going to hell. Speaking wrong, speaking against God's people, God hear you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
All right, Pastor. Don't put us some music on.
Hopefully there'll be decent. This one will be decent. 111, you're on the air.
Pastor, I'm telling you what's going on. Satan is a liar. Everyone calling in tonight with the foolish, that's why we have Jesus. That's why we got him. So you call on Jesus. Amen.
We only got one. 608. Let's see who
it is. Hey, how you doing, Pastor Ken? How you been, man?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I'm doing right. I just want to give Pastor Wanda a fair warning.
Shut it down, Pastor.
No. This is real.
Okay.
This is real.
Okay.
Make sure to protect your food that you're giving to the homeless because over here, some guy named Tony Gaga went to a church and ate all the food. So I just want to make you aware of, you know, in case some guy from Boston goes down there and takes the food, it's him. Amen?
Okay. All right.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Okay, well, thank you, sir. Okay, God bless you. Okay, let's take a call here, 412. You're on the air.
Hey, Kenny. Hey, Pastor Wanda. Hi, Leroy. My name's Sean. I was just calling in. Can I get the number for the pickle fucking lady?
Oh no. You can't get that. I'm sorry. Don't have it. It was a 111. Okay, Pastor Wanda, I guess you can get back to your message now. Pastor Wanda,
man. Praise the Lord.
What? Yeah, praise the Lord. Where you been, man?
Praise the Lord. No, but my phone, God didn't shut my phone down. I heard all the foolishness. I heard a lot of it. But my phone, I'm talking about, it's just shut down. I hear y'all, but God, he didn't let me say that. And it's funny. I didn't touch my phone. That's how God does me. Because he don't want, after I say it shut it down, do you know my phone just shut down? I could see the phone. It wouldn't let me say anything.
Wow.
That's how the God is. That's how he does me because he didn't even want me to shut it down. Second of all, you know what? I thank God today. I thank God for everything that's going on. And so we stay in warfare.
I appreciate that, man. But I shut it down here, man, too. I got 4 daughters and like 16 granddaughters here with phones. Yeah. And they're all telling me, shut it down. Shut it down. I got to deal with that every day, man. So I with you,
that's right.
My sister.
That's why
I ain't Christ.
Yes, we do. Listen, I got 5 girls, and I go to bat for them, and I got a lot of ladies that God has instilled in my life about their soul and trying to help them. Okay, I go through a lot of warfare, but I still stand because God said, "Do not listen. You stand. You be strong. Be of good courage. I'm with you. God is right here with me. Okay, I stay here." And God is right here with me. There's so much stuff going on, and a lot of things I know to go to God. I won't get out my character. I won't curse a curse word, because I know I can go to the Heavenly Father and pray. I pray for all God's daughters to be strong, strong in Him, okay, as well as the men. I ask God to bring them up, raise them up with the scepter of God, the hand of God, the favor and the
hallelujah.
Righteousness of God.
See, hallelujah.
I don't see. Hallelujah. So, you know, this battle is already won. Okay? Reason I can
amen.
Say that in 1 Corinthians, I'm going to give the last scripture because it'll be 10 o'clock. In 1 Corinthians 15, 56, and 57, the sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who give us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
It's already won. Hallelujah.
Yes,
well,
okay.
God.
Amen, amen. All righty. Well, let's play a song here, okay? Okay, it's called Bless Somebody Else by Kurt Carr.
Because we use our lives to bless others, it makes the world a better place. So I reached out to some of my friends that I know have blessed the world.
Notice how he shut me down, man. He just shut me right the fuck down, man. It's okay, because I'm a Negro, man.
Okay.
Maybe 12 minutes, man, and then I'm getting the fuck out of here, man.
Thank you.
Take Care by Gene Moore. Amen. Amen. All righty. Well, Pastor Wanda, are you still there? Pastor Wanda.
Hello. Praise the Lord.
Hello.
I hear you, Pastor. Yes, Pastor.
Oh,
hello.
Right. Hello. What did you think of the music?
Oh, the music is awesome. That is that. There's some good worship and praising God. But
amen.
As we go tonight, Pastor, I ask God to bless you, bless Pastor Leroy, bless the listeners, and bless the body of Christ. And thank God for Pastor Duhard for sharing tonight. But all the shout out to everyone. Have a blessed and a prosperous night in Jesus' name. Until Sunday, isn't that, Pastor?
Probably tomorrow
Pastor
night.
Pastor Wanda.
Yes, sir.
Don't leave us tonight, man. I want to say, before you leave us, I want to say I love when you preach and happy. No, seriously, man, I do. And good Friday to you and your family. And if I don't talk to you before Easter Sunday, God bless you and your family.
Good Friday to you all, Pastor. And Pastor Leroy, I didn't have that site because it wouldn't let me pull it on my phone. I was trying to get on to listen, but I couldn't get it. So I don't know how. I looked it up, but it wouldn't let me come on. So if you give it to Pastor Ken or you text it, because I'm not going to put my main number on the line. We on the open line. Because last time I had so many people call me. And
God bless you, my sister. And I will pass my number on to Pastor Ken, who will pass it on to you. You can call me anytime,
yes,
Pastor Wanda. You're my
y'all
sister.
Have a blessed and a prosperous. Y'all have a
God
blessed
bless
and a prosperous night. I love y'all, brothers. And y'all mighty men of God and strong women of God. We thank God for you, women of God, daughters of the King. God bless you for listening to Rainbow Ministry. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Pastor Wanda. All righty. Well, we got some callers here. 111, you're on the air.
Uh-oh.
Life is like a network.
Okay. All right. Let's try another one here.
Pastor Kent. Pastor Kent.
Yeah.
You know what? Pastor Kent. And I call this the shit hour, man, because now here come the calls.
Please hold, and you'll be able to listen to the show.
Yep. Okay, let's try some more here. 111, you're on the air.
Hello.
Oh, yeah,
I have a religious update.
Say what?
Pastor Wanda there?
No, Pastor Wanda left us.
Oh, that sucks. I was just about to tell her how Paris Hilton just put a religious pickle up a pussy.
Oh, my God. Okay, 111. Okay, 836, you're on the air.
Oh, yeah, Pastor Ken, how you doing? Well, it's too bad. I wanted that, what was that, the come crackhead from Cops or the show Cops or something? I think I've heard that that voice, or I recognize that voice, and I show Cops, he got arrested for some crackhead. But, well, what's going on to your show, man? What's going on? What's up with that?
Nothing much. What have you been doing?
I mean, well, not much, but I tuned in and I heard it's Wanda. What? Is that what the name was, Wanda?
Yeah, her name is Pastor Wanda.
She can't be a pastor. Females can't be pastors.
Well,
you
she's
know
a
that.
Pastor. Well,
oh,
she's
no.
a pastor.
Of what?
Good. Helps us ministry in Atlanta, Georgia, where she helps out, okay, people with
Atlanta, Georgia. Well, that's fitting, Atlanta. That's a slum. That's a dump, Atlanta. Oh my lord. Boy, boy, that's it's just what I missed. What did she preach or what did she do? Just come on there. I came on late. I was just wondering, did she preach a message?
Yeah, she did on prayer. She did a Bible study on prayer.
I missed it. I would love to have heard that. Oh, I'll have to go back in the archive and listen to it. Oh, my goodness. I mean, well, I just can't. No teeth, probably. I mean, just sounded like she got no teeth. Probably hair all knotted up, probably 92 pounds, sucking on a crack pipe. I mean, come on, Pastor Ken. Come on. You can do better than that.
Well, I like Pastor Juana. She's been a good dear friend to me for many, many years.
Well, I'd like to challenge her Bible knowledge. I mean, you know, maybe throw some scripture at her and see if she knows, you know,
yeah,
maybe.
She's good on scripture there, Joey. She's
what
really
school
good
did she go to?
To tell you the truth, I really do not know, okay?
Oh, well. All right, well, I mean, it was good calling into you. I haven't called in a long time. It's good you're doing well. How's the OCP or whatever the hell you got there, your breathing disorder?
COPD, yeah.
I
suffer from cancer since I talked to you last time. I had to go through surgery and get it removed.
Amen to that. Amen, you're healthy now, right?
Yeah, I'm healthy now.
Well, that's good, that's good. Whatever happened to that monkey Jason that always called in? Remember that one Jason that used to call and harass you all the time? Remember him? The black guy.
I really don't know. He just stopped calling. Okay, he stopped calling, and I don't know whatever happened to him.
He's probably an undercover fed.
Doug used to call all the time.
Yeah.
He stopped.
Yeah, he's probably undercover fed, but probably. A bunch of them, they stopped calling. I noticed that. They faded away from my program, too. So, you know, they're probably feds. But anyway. But, yeah, man. All right, well, keep up the good work there, brother.
Well, thank you, Joey. Good to hear from you. Call back
all
anytime.
Right. All right.
All righty. I'm back, you guys. All righty. 111, you're on the air.
Rape niggers, drown niggers, sneeze on niggers and give...
Okay, goodbye. Bye. Okay, 111, you're on the air. 111, you're on the air. Okay. 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 Very good. 210, you're on the air.
What are you doing at the end of Ramadan? Are you coming over for dinner?
I don't know. Are you coming over for dinner?
Did you invite me?
Oh, yeah, you're always invited.
Send me your address. You have my number.
Well, where exactly in San Antonio do you live?
I am at the Islamic Center.
Oh, the Islamic Center. I didn't know we had an Islamic Center in San Antonio.
There are three masjids in San Antonio, one for black people, one for Sufis, and one for ill Muslims.
Oh, okay.
Guess which one I belong to?
Role models.
There you go. I asked you the other night about a show for Easter. You said Easter is finished.
No.
Easter is Sunday.
Sunday's Easter, yeah. It's also Resurrection Day.
Yes. And that is the day you will come on the radio and proclaim Islam is the true religion.
Oh, well.
Listen,
Ken. I can't do that.
The Christians and Jews are attacking the Al-Aqsa Mosque. We must bomb them. Qassam rockets.
Okay.
You said I can make them in your backyard.
Man, this is getting into like some funky-ass Mashad Muhammad bullshit, man.
My name is not Muhammad. Ken, will you invite me over? Ken, will you invite me over?
Hassan.
Sure, always. Hassan, like, okay. Hassan means good or okay in Arabic. Hassan.
Hassan. All right.
Okay. That is my name. Hassan.
Okay. Hassan. All right.
Yes.
Good to meet you, Hassan.
Are you inviting me over?
Oh, yeah. Come on over.
Send me your address. Will there be a threesome with Tony?
No, it won't be a threesome. Goodbye. All righty. 111. You're on the air.
I just saw the Mario movie. Here's my review of the Mario movie. I know it's been a long time coming. I know you've all wanted to fucking see me review the fucking Mario movie. Well, I've fucking seen it now, okay? I saw the Mario movie at theater with the children in the movie theater going, they're laughing, they were having a good time with the movies, and you know what? Who am I to judge? Yes, I'm a grown-ass man, and I went to see a children's movie at the movie theater. And was it amazing? No, it wasn't that great. But it wasn't that bad. It was just okay. And the children walked out of the theater very happy. And that's what matters, I guess.
Yeah.
Fucking chase. Chris Pratt.
Okay. Goodbye. 111. You're on the air. Hello? One. You're on the air. Okay. Guess he's got nothing to say. 608. You're on the air.
Hey, man, I'd like to make a report, man. Some fat guy came into our parish and stole our food that we had set for our homeless people. And he just went away, and he had a voice that sounded like one of the Muppets. From Sesame Street, I guess Elmo or something like that. You know what I'm saying? And he was trying to sing, and he was singing off tune. He was singing something about more than a crush. But I just want to make a report because I know this is a church show, right? Gospel show?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, man. Yeah, you know. Yeah, just for all the parishes to be aware, you know what I'm saying? If you're saving food for the homeless for this Sunday, be careful, man, because some fat guy, I don't know what his name is, but he sings more than a crush, and he sounds like Elmo, you know, and just be aware, man. And And I think he leaves a little scent of ragu. So that's a clue right there. That's a clue right there. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
I don't know who it is, but
it sounds like Tony. Is that right?
Tony.
Yeah. Tony Gaga.
Tony Gaga. Oh, is he that guy that has a show and he quits every like 900 times or something like that?
Yeah. Let me say here, man. And let me say this. Tony is nothing but a fat, stupid ass Django who eats ragu, man.
There you go. Oh, man, because we got a whole bunch of bottles, you know, from ragu that was donated to us. And a whole bunch of pasta. We had turkey and everything, and it's all gone. It's all gone. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It was for the homeless, man. And so I don't want to feed them peanut butter and jelly sandwiches now, you know?
Mm.
It's just I just want to report this guy, man. Yeah. I guess his name is Tony Gaga now, all right? Tony Gaga, man. Please return the food, man. Stupid, what?
Yeah.
Yeah, man, I'm called. You can put me on mute or I'll just mute myself, man.
Okay, you can go ahead and mute yourself. I'll take some more calls. Okay? 111, you're on the air.
Hey, Ken. There's a really interesting comment in the chat room that I wanted to get your opinions about. There's a comment. It says, sand N-words should be banned.
Who?
It says sand N-words should be banned.
No, I don't ban anybody. I don't ban anybody.
Yeah, so you're okay with... I think he wanted you to ban the Muslim guy. Which is
I don't ban anybody. I let everybody have a chance to talk. Okay.
Yeah, well just wanted to let you know that because it sounds like he's trying to get back into your good grace and I think he wants to take over your show.
I always did like Joey. Okay, he's a good guy. Okay? He's had some problems.
You know he's on the Anti Defamation League's website? Does that sound like a good guy to you?
I don't know. I don't know what he does personally, okay. But he's always been good to me, okay.
Are you sure? Because he really has it out against gay people. He lets his son shit in the dryer.
Wow.
What else? And I still remember those perverted remarks he made about me and how he wanted to fight people and meet him at Gold's Gym, but that wasn't going to happen. Yeah, he's not in the chat anymore. He left. I was kind of hoping he's gone so I could give it to him. And then. Oh, yeah, he hates blacks too.
Okay. Well, we'll pray for Joey then, you know.
No. There's no nothing that's gonna save him. We all know where he's going. And I can't wait to have him down here. Oh, we're gonna have one hell of a time down here.
Hey. All right.
Okay.
111.
Oh, that's
you're
all
on
I'm
here.
Gonna say. Just mute.
Okay. 111, you're on here.
Hey there.
Hello. Yeah, you're on here.
Hello.
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 Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes. Hey, Mr. Muppet, I have a lot of black food for sale. Would you be interested in buying some Negro food? It's outdated. It was food to go to a Negro only shelter.
No, don't need food.
There is a big jar of pickles here if anyone wants to put them up their pussy.
Oh, okay, goodbye. All right. 111, you're on here.
It's amazing how good he is. He should just be the whole movie. The movie actually probably would have been good, right? If not for Seth Rogen as Donkey Kong. The movie could have been great if not for Seth Rogen as Donkey Kong. Seth Rogen is so fucking god-awful. Human being? He's not even human. He's subhuman. He's a subhuman scum-sucking filth.
Okay. Goodbye. All righty. Well, I'm going to say goodnight to everybody. Give a shout-out to Juan from Alabama. Give a shout-out to Mike Hunt. Okay, Ashley, DC2. Dr. Kent Jr., Tommy Farrar, okay, Jahul, Gavin Moorhead, Pan Jitter, God bless you all. Have a wonderful night, and we'll be back tomorrow night with another one. And I'll also give a shout out to Ted Gunderson, because they were there. And also, Shit Stain was on, was here, so give a shout out to them. Okay, we got one more caller. Okay, we'll take the last caller and we'll shut it down. All right, 111, you're on here.
You're up, Ma. Anyhow.
Okay, goodbye. All right, 111, we'll take one more caller. You're on the air.
Penis.
Hello?
Penis.
Okay. All right, well, I'm going to say goodnight. God bless. See you tomorrow night.